Joy is such a wonderful thing. It's something that Jesus wants for each one of us. But sometimes people and things and circumstances come along like a thief in the night to steal it away. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called It's Time to Start Enjoying Your Life. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you live in the joy that God has ready and waiting for you. It's great to be with you at the beginning of another week. Gee, the time rolls by quickly, doesn't it? Now imagine for a moment that a thief breaks into your house while you're out. He's come to steal things. The question is, what's he going to steal? Now, you know the things in your house better than anyone. It doesn't matter how much you have or how much you don't have or how much it's worth compared to, say, your neighbour. When the thief is in your house, he's going to be looking, well, looking for what? He'll be looking for the most valuable things in your house. Let's say you have some cash lying around. Definitely take that. Jewellery, paintings, TVs, sound systems. The bottom line for the thief is to take the things that are worth the most. Makes sense. When the thief breaks into your house, he wants to grab the most valuable thing he can and then run. Last week on the program, we spent some time talking about joy. There's not one person I know on this planet who doesn't want more joy in their lives. Not some sort of, well, fleeting happiness. Sure, we chase after that, but we know that when we spend our hard-earned cash to buy the next happiness fix, it just won't last. Now, I'm talking about real joy, deep joy, abiding joy, a wondrous, quiet contentment that fills our heart and hangs with us through thick and thin. The sort of joy that Jesus talked about when he said, I've said all these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. As we said last week, this was said to his disciples when everything was falling in a heap, when Jesus was about to be crucified, when they were afraid for their lives. He said, I've said all this stuff to you so that my joy might be in you and that your joy might be complete. And around the same time, he also said to them, until now, you haven't asked for anything in my name, but ask and you'll receive, and your joy will be complete. See, joy, real joy, that kind of abiding joy that never leaves you, is a gift from God. Just before he was crucified, that horrible thing, here's what Jesus prayed to his Father. He said, I'm coming to you now, Dad, but I pray these things while I'm still here in the world so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. And it is so that we could experience that joy, his joy, a joy that only comes when we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, that he endured the cross. Years later, the writer of the book of Hebrews explains it to us. Have a read. It's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. He writes, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, these are all things that we talked about last week on the program. I love this particular passage because, see, it mixes the sorrow and the scorn and the shame and the pain of the cross with joy. Jesus did that because he knew that there was joy coming. Now, the point here is that for Jesus, a joy that overflows out of your heart and mine is not some optional extra. It is central to what our relationship with him is about. It's not some nice to have. It is absolutely essential. Sure, you believe in Jesus and you have eternal life. That's fantastic. But what if that eternal life were miserable? What a horror would that be? But an eternal life filled with an indescribable joy? Now that, for Jesus, was worth dying for. You get it? Joy is the heart of what Jesus wants to give us. In John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. but I've come that you might have life and have it in all its abundance. It's a passage that I've talked a lot about over the last few months because I believe we need to get a handle on the life that Jesus wants us to live. A super abundant life. And it's hard to imagine that without joy, isn't it? In fact, if you asked me to name the jewel in the crown of the super abundant life that Jesus has given me, it would be the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is my strength, the fountain out of which all my good works overflow. It begins with a relationship with Him. It begins with the joy that comes out of relationship. And then everything else I do flows out of that. After Jesus Christ Himself, the joy of the Lord is the most valuable thing I possess. So don't you think that when the thief comes, that's the one thing he wants most to steal from us? The word joy and the word grace come from the one Greek word. They're two sides of the same coin. Joy is God's gift of grace to us. It's a valuable treasure that Jesus purchased for me and for you on the cross when he died. In fact, Jesus tells us exactly that when he says in Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 44, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and bought that field. See, Jesus is saying that this man's motivation was what? The joy of discovering the kingdom of God. And in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because you see, if joy is our motivation, it makes us strong. If everything we do flows out of a joy that we experience in knowing Jesus, isn't what we do going to be wonderful? Now, you rob me of that. And following Jesus becomes incredibly hard work. It becomes a drudgery. It becomes a chore. But fill me with his joy. And my heart leaps to serve him and to sacrifice for him. And the devil knows this stuff. The devil knows that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's why it's the most valuable thing he wants to rob from us. That's the point of today's program. We have to wake up to that fact. The most valuable thing in our house is our joy in Christ. And he wants to plunder that. As Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And the number one prize for the devil is our joy. It is time to stop paying lip service to the joy of the Lord. You sap our joy, you sap our strength. We become weak and vulnerable and open to the thief to steal, kill, and destroy. He robs us of the very thing that Jesus died to give us. Now, the rest of this week on the program, we're going to look at some tangible ways that the devil robs us of our joy and what we can do about it. This is good stuff. The prize is the joy of the Lord, the most wondrous thing. I want to encourage you to join me each and every day for the remainder of this week. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.